Elliot, I was prepared to come in here this week and talk about Rubik Cup, Thunder Pick Global Challenge, and maybe we'd even think about talking about IAM Sydney after G2 won their 17th event in a row, and yeah. And then something weird happened. So much news came about that we're going to only vaguely talk about Sydney, and we're not going to even touch on the other tournaments that are coming up, even though they're surprisingly stacked. Because we need to tell you the weirdest story that happened in this last week in terms of roster moves. Because four teams out of nowhere, well, actually, I guess three teams out of nowhere made really or big roster moves that I don't think were particularly expected.
No.
They're all intertwined. They're all intertwined together. And it's its own kind of weird tale. So we'll get into it right after this intro music here. Where I sip my comically large soda again.
It's the most. It's still the most American-looking drink I've ever seen.
It really is.
It's like a cartoon drink.
Well, see, the bit is that it's not just an advertisement. It is a football advertisement.
Oh, God. I remember when I went to the US, the thing that really struck me was there was a massive billboard, which obviously is already pretty American. Like this open road, only billboards down the side of it, instead of trees or anything else. And it just said, "Welcome to the gun show." And it wasn't referring to me. It was referring to actual real life guns.
Yep. So I live on an island, right, outside of New York City. And billboards are actually illegal here.
Right.
Except for like there's one Native American reservation further out east. And it's legal there. So you drive in this like 2 mile strip of land on the highway. There's like 17 billboards. Then you get to nothingness again. It's super weird when I drive in like.
No,
the rest
nothing
of
says
the
Native American like blatant over capitalism.
Welcome to Overtime on Inferno, your weekly round of all the biggest stories in CS. Two. My name is Logan, this is AZ-esque, and we're going to try and bring you through today the weirdest thing we've seen in months. So, let's start with the fact that IAM Sydney came around, and we talked to you last week, and we said, hey, this is the playoffs for IAM Sydney, it's Ens versus FaZe in a quarterfinal, Nafany's team Bet Boom against Complexity, and then those teams will go on to play Mouse Sports and G2. We didn't really expect Complexity or Bet Boom to beat G2. Regardless of who won that first match. We kind of assumed G2 would be in the final.
Yeah.
The other side of the bracket, we were a little more uncertain on. Ents is a very good team. FaZe is a very good team. And Mouse was showing a form of, well, Pro League Mouse. Where they
even
could,
with a stand-in, yeah.
Yeah, even with a stand-in, where they could, like, do something. And then, on the day of the quarterfinals, FaZe beats Ents, Complexity beats Bet Boom. Another bombshell dropped. The first of many in the upcoming 4, 5, 6 days. Gamer Square, which is the company that owns Complexity, which is partially owned by the Dallas Cowboys, acquired FaZe for $17 million. This is the second take we've done on
nice
this.
Nice money if you can get it.
Yeah, this is the second take we've done on the beginning half of the podcast, and I just want to point out we did not mention the dollar amount in the first one. And I feel the need to now because like 2 years ago, they were valued at $1 billion and now they are valued at $17 million.
Which might give you some insight as to why GameSquare decided it's a good idea to buy them, even though they are
even
hemorrhaging money. Yeah.
Yeah. So FaZe was bought by the company that owns Complexity. And by bought, we mean they said, we are going to buy them. We have all the stuff together that says we're going to buy them. Stakeholders will need to vote in quarter four of 2023, which is now-ish, but later this year, and say, yes, we're okay with this buying. So it hasn't actually gone through. It's just they've announced they're going to do it. And we assume that stakeholders will say yes. Which
something,
is an important
that's
bit
a theme
content.
We'll come back to later with another with something completely unrelated.
Oh yes. So We said, oh, wouldn't that be interesting now if FaZe and Complexity face each other in the final? But you know what? There's still G2 on the Complexity side of the bracket. Nope, sorry, never mind. G2 got 2-0'd by Complexity.
Of course.
Complexity was on some godlike run. Floppy was having the tournament of his fucking life. And whenever Floppy wasn't there, Allege was right there to back him up.
Like, all I'm saying is, everyone, or not everyone, anyone who's any good at the game has been complaining about how difficult it is to hold an angle and peek his advantage and how you have to just wide swing everything on CS2. First event, an NA team is in the grand final. That's all
If there's anyone that knows how to wide swing, it's Silver Fours in North American Q and Peruvians.
Okay.
We have, in Face It in America, we get Peruvians. They generally go by Peruvian wide peekers or Peruvian wide swingers, and they use their ping advantage to just
absolutely
zoom around corners.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Floppy even has that video of him on Twitter where he just goes, white swan. Have you seen that video? It's great.
Yeah, I fucking love Floppy. So no one could stop the flop except for FaZe at the end. So FaZe ended up winning the event. They were the first team to win something in CS2. But then there started to be questions, and people started to do thinking, including myself, which is the first time in the year, in the 2.5 years of us doing this podcast, I've actually started thinking.
I'm usually the brains.
One of these teams will not exist come the major.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us, because it's Dallas Cowboys.
Second time we said that, Joe.
It's still good. It's still good. Yeah, it's still good. This is the first time you're hearing it. Like, they're hearing it. It's fine.
Yeah.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
So one of these teams won't exist come the major.
Or
whether that's
they both won't exist.
And it or they both won't exist.
Weird amalgamation. Where it's just like Floppy takes, you know, takes up some of the roles on FaZe, and they bring in
FaZe Plexity.
Yeah, so something odd.
So I basically said, I don't know if I said it publicly or not, but one of these teams won't exist. And there's two bits to this that I want to give up, right? FaZe is probably a bigger household name. So on one hand, it makes sense to keep FaZe. And they're a more winning team than Complexity is.
I hate that phrasing so much.
I don't think that they're
more winning. No, that's not how the word winning works.
Yeah,
it's not how it
works. Theoretically, a better team than Complexity.
They win more. They're not more winning.
They win more than Complexity does. Because Complexity don't win. I don't think they still have one. I think the last time they won was with the Juggernaut roster.
Even then, they didn't really win anything.
No, the Blame F Juggernaut roster, not the.
Yeah, I mean, they still didn't.
Maybe it was the Colossus at that time. I don't know.
Colossus was
Cloud Nine. Yeah. Okay. They won one event. But Complexity also has this amount of prestige behind it. And the Dallas Cowboys logo.
Yeah, but like, why would you buy FaZe to like?
So here's my thought process. I think they'll keep basically everything else, but I think in Counter-Strike there's one reason to keep Complexity, which is they have had over many, many years the ability to say, we want to become an international team. And they have bought into the North America ecosystem at this point. They're super bought in. They're in Texas, right? They're in Arlington, which is like they have this whole like practice facility in Texas for the Counter-Strike team. The whole thing, right? They have bought in on this American Counter-Strike team that has this team has three Americans on it. We'll get to another. We have more teams to talk about today. they've bought in on this. Plus the Complexity logo is literally the Cowboys logo. And to me, there's an amount that like Jerry Jones, who owns the Cowboys, who indirectly also owns Complexity. He wants that logo to be the one. And FaZe has a lot that's not the Counter-Strike team. So they have Apex teams. They have a metric shit ton of just influencers and stuff, which I think is the majority of what Gamer Square wanted when they bought FaZe was like Nick Merckx and a bunch of other of those, like the streamers and the influencers and stuff. I don't think it was particularly for the team, though I think the team is very good.
I don't think the rest of the business, well, the rest of the business doesn't make money, so they're going to have to change something.
Yeah.
I think the Counter-Strike team is about the most, probably the best part of the fucking company.
Probably, but I think influencers make more money than both of us think in the end of the day.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, don't get wrong. The influencers are making a lot of money. I just don't think they're making any money for FaZe. Yeah, I don't, like, there's a reason FaZe are hemorrhaging money to the point where, as you mentioned, they used to be worth a billion, they're now worth 17 million. Like, there is a reason for that.
So I looked at this roster and said, okay, is this roster going to stay together and sign with another team? I don't see another team getting into Counter-Strike or another org throwing their team away to pull in this whole group of five. I don't see any team that wants to do that, except for maybe TSM, but I don't even think that they want to do that. I think this is too expensive for them. Unless a new team like FPX comes back, or if 100 Frauds was to come back or something like that,
I don't think will ever come back to CS.
Nadeshot has said that he'd like to at one point, but it doesn't really matter. Basically, unless a new org comes in, I don't see any existing org picking up this roster. So it's going to be sold for pieces. In my head, we're continuing on the complexities going to stay together, which turns out is probably the right line of thinking here. So there's a couple important bits on this roster. So obviously, ROPs and Twists are the two biggest items on this roster. I think Kerrigan's great. I think Rain is great. I think Brokey's great.
Yeah.
But I think for most teams, the players you're looking at, you're asking to see, are they available, is ROPs and Twists.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably an argument for Kerrigan, but given his age, probably it's ROPs and Twists.
Now, Twists, to complexity, sounds in theory like a good idea, but it's not going to happen. And we knew this even before anything else came out, because I don't believe that Twist likes to play with the Leash.
Interesting. I
could be very wrong on that. I could be talking out of my ass.
Wouldn't surprise me.
But I feel like I remember, like, 2 years ago when Twist left Liquid, that was part of the bit, is that it wasn't, like...
Well, obviously, the main reason was he wanted to go live in Europe.
But that too, which, yeah.
Yeah.
Complexity is not living in Europe. So... That seems like an out of the box roster move, but it's not going to happen. Simultaneous to all of this going on, we're gonna put FaZe and Complexity on the back burner for a minute, and we need to go talk about two other teams. Liquid have been starting their rebuild. They've removed Daps. They've removed Patsy. They've removed Rain Waker. This week they removed OC, leaving us with two players on roster. Yekindar.
Bit of a Freudian slip there, I think.
Yeah, Yekindar and Naf. No coach, nothing. It's Yoka, Steve, Naf, and Yekindar. So the most aggressive player and the most passive player, and Steve.
Yeah. And the best player, yeah.
Yeah. And then there have been conversations about Cadian joining. And we talked about this last week that, it actually makes sense for them to keep OC in my head, right?
Yeah.
Because OC's a legitimately good rifler. At least I think he is.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Team didn't think so. Bring me the return of extra assault. So we were sitting here going, okay, Cadian looks like he's coming in. We've got Naf. We've got Yekindar. And who are the last two players? So reports came out that said Skulls will be joining from Pain Gaming.
Yeah.
Bought out for $600,000. And with him, former Team Liquid coach Zeus would be joining back.
Yeah.
So now they're starting to cook.
Teams just go back to, I've never seen a team go back to their old coach and it'd be a good idea. Like Zeus and X2KeyZZZ. I can't remember, right. Exitas, yeah. Spell it like that then. They just seem to go back to their old teams every like 5 minutes, I mean, and it never seems to work.
And it's not odd. It's actually a Liquid thing too.
Yeah,
because they did always... the old minus Adren plus Adren minus Adren yeah. plus Adren minus Adren thing.
It's so strange. Look, it does make you wonder, A, what the coaches do, and B, like how the players perceive them. If like, is it a case of they think the grass is greener? Like, what's going on? Like, I don't know. It's so bizarre to me.
My only to be fair on this matter is the team that Zeus coached is not the same Team Liquid as it is now.
No, of course.
This is a very different Team Liquid. I mean, as of this part in the story, there is only one player from that roster that is still there, and it's Nafly, yeah. who I can almost guarantee is the most coachable human ever.
In a sense, you get the feeling that he, I don't know, if I was a coach, I'd probably find him a little bit frustrating to deal with because he's just like not enthused about anything. But, you know, whatever.
Either way. So, as of this moment, Liquid is now Cadian, Skulls, Naf, and Yekindar. And so I said this in the TLDR chat, I said this in the Dust2 chat, when I found that FaZe and Complexity were joining forces, I said, you know what would be a great idea is if Liquid bought back Twists. They need a player. They need players that, you know, can kind of do a lot of just star role kind of stuff. And who's been great at that? Twists. And you know who's available now that FaZe looks to be buying Complexity? Probably Twists. And you know what fucking happened? Liquid went and bought Twists. So
I really like this move, and I think of it as kind of similar in a way to like when Neymar left Barcelona, because Neymar is a phenomenal footballer. I think actually a little bit underrated, but that's a completely different topic. Who wasn't the guy on Barcelona, but he won everything, which is what Twist was on FaZe. He wasn't the guy, but he won everything. And now he is leaving FaZe to go to Liquid, where he might be the guy on this team. Like, you could argue Yekindar, he's up and down. You can argue Naf, but Naf very much happy to take a backseat. And I don't think Skulls will be the guy. I think the guy on this team could be Twist, and that's a really fun prospect, because you get a player who has done his time doing the slightly worse roles. He's also shown, had periods where he wasn't good roles and he's been very good. But Twist at his peak was glorious to watch. And if we get like Twist back in star roles, back as the guy on this team, I think that's something
this is...
we can all be excited to watch. Like, he is so much fun.
A couple bits on this. One, the you know how sports teams and like sports Twitter and Instagram and shit will do like the jersey swaps when a player gets traded, they'll Photoshop it.
Yeah.
The Twists jersey photoshops have been insane. They've been so realistic looking.
They've even got him like celebrating as they're winning. You got him lifting a trophy and everything.
Like, it's seven crazy. Different jerseys. They're so quick with it. Like, and it looks like they have him with like a team already and stuff. It's not
was
like
weird
just
though, because they had like a Liege on there and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't
and
think
it looked like
back.
Stewie was in the background too.
Yeah,
and that,
weird. Oh. So some weird. It must be AI or something. Like,
yeah, AI's got to do these jersey swaps really quickly at this point. It's actually something interesting to think about.
Before
not
AI
neither
takes
here
over
nor there.
And, before AI takes over and wipes us all out.
Yeah. So. This marks the most interesting Liquid roster we have seen since the Stewie roster that won the Grand Slam, to me at least.
Yeah, I would agree.
This roster feels like it has actual legs. It also feels more
balanced than the last one.
It feels more balanced than the last one, which was, again, two of the most aggressive players in modern history, two of the most passive players in modern history, and OC holding his hands out and trying to rein them in.
Yeah.
But I think the most important part of this is the first Liquid roster since that Stewie roster that has a real IGL and a real AWPer. Not that Stewie roster really had a real IGL and a real AWPer. It was Nitro for both, but...
Yeah, who hadn't done either until then.
Yeah, Nitro at that point was pretty good at doing both of those things to some amount of degree.
I have a long thought of Cadian as the Danish Nitro.
Are we sure Nitro isn't the American Cadian?
No. Cadian is the Danish Nitro.
You know what? That's a good point. Cadian spent time in NA and then became an IGL. IGL's Hopper. So he's the Danish Nitro.
Yeah.
We will not be taking comments on this question, on this matter.
Yep. That, no further questions. I'm happy with that. Well, I'd say, until he wins more than Nitro is in game leader of Liquid, he is the Danish Nitro, not the other way around.
Even after. Nitro's won a lot. Yeah.
Even then, Nitro did it first.
Yeah. So, because of all that, Liquid is now considered in America's roster.
There's no American players on this. There's
no American players.
There's two Canadians.
They're considered in America's roster.
Yeah.
Valve considers North America and South America just Americas.
Yeah.
And so because
they're not important enough to split up most of the time.
Well, this team may make them important. I'm not convinced they won't.
If anything, it makes the distinction between North and South America less important.
Well, yeah, I mean, America is important.
Yeah, overall, but my point is they class it as America's because North and South America independently aren't strong enough,
aren't big enough
to be regions. South America is closer, but yeah, this only like blurs that line even more. Like they're trying to make an America super team with a Latvian.
Yeah. And a Dane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking Zeus.
Although at this point, Cadian's basically like from North America. He played on Rogue. He played on Rogue.
No, not having it. Not having it. Okay.
He played on some real shit tier 2 NA teams. Okay.
Yeah, that was when he was bad, though.
Yeah. That was when he was on the desk at the major and stuff.
Yeah, like I know it gets brought up a lot, but it does sometimes go under the radar. Like how, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, how dog shit Cadian was like five years ago. And the fact that he has recovered to become the player he is now is incredible. It deserves so much credit.
So this roster could have actually been a little more spicy. Came out recently, yesterday, that Kay Serato actually turned down.
I've got a phone call. I have to call him back in a minute.
We've been recording for 2.5 years and we've never had this many issues in the middle of a recording.
I don't normally get phone calls, but I am buying a house, so I'm getting a lot of phone calls recently.
It was reported that Kay Serato was actually approached by Liquid and was offered money to join Liquid, but he chose to stay with Furia, which is a decision. We'll have to see how that works out. I'd assume it would have been in place of Skulls.
Yeah, presumably.
I don't think they would have brought in two.
Maybe
Brazilians.
They were going to get rid of another player,
or it may have been instead of Twist being brought in. Twist on his own. There is rumors that he was going to go to Vitality. Those were squashed pretty quickly because rumors were there because he would have replaced Majisk, who may go to Falcons. Which has its own set of roster moves that we'll get into way later. Because we still have... I talked that four teams have things. We haven't gotten to the fourth. Cadian leaving Heroic sparked some other things that mostly came down today, which is Wednesday, the day we leave this. Record this. Jesus Christ. Heroic out of absolutely, and I mean this in the most serious way, absolutely fucking nowhere, dropped what looks like one of those weird, it's a CS2 roster update across the top in big letters, and it looks like it's one of those things that like, yeah, we're letting go entirety of our roster, but it's not. I'm just gonna read it because this shit's wild. Heroic is sad to announce that Staun and Yabby are temporarily removed from the starting lineup. This situation was the last thing we wished for, but circumstances have forced us to make this difficult decision. After Pro League, Staun and Yabby initiated a push to replace Cadian, which came unexpectedly to both Cadian and the Heroic management team. Mediation efforts were attempted, but the situation was brought to an ultimatum where Heroic had to choose between Cadian and the rest of the team. Staun and Yabby agreed that if Heroic let Cadian go, they would extend their contracts, also known as re-signing. Because there's a joke I have later that comes with resign. With clear intentions from Staun and Yabby to extend, Hurok amicably allowed Cadian to pursue a new path. The same day, Staun and Yabby were presented with their new contracts. The same day Staun and Yabby were presented with their new contracts, they communicated having made future plans with Astralis. Their heroic contracts had almost 10 months until expiration. While handling the short-term uncertainty and planning for a long-term solution, Hurok's ambition is to bring back Staun and Yabby. Our performance staff have made a plan to support their potential return to the starting lineup. We are open to discussing transfers to organizations with a professional approach and an understanding of our players' market value. We aim to find a good path forward with a positive solution for everyone involved.
Park
Let's break
life.
That down bit.
Sorry.
Let's break this down bit by bit. So we had a vague idea that there was an ultimatum with inside Heroic that was, we don't want Cadian anymore, and your choice was Cadian or everyone else. I think there were vague conversations about that in the last week and had been reported by a couple sources. The second bit's the wild bit, though. The same day that Staun and Yabby were presented with their new contracts from Heroic, they said to Heroic that they had also made future plans with Astralis. And they had 10 months left on their contracts.
Yeah. So I'd heard this rumor a few days ago that Staun and Yabby were thinking about going to Astralis. And the way I heard it was that they'd realized they couldn't find a good replacement for Cadian. Which is like, well, yeah. I mean, I could have told you that without, like, obviously, the only thing I can think is they thought they might be able to convince Device. And then when Device signed a new contract with Astralis, they were like, well, if we can't bring Device to us, we've got to go to Device. And that's the only way I think this makes sense. But, like, 10 months is a long time. If Heroic just say, well, fuck you, you're not playing. You wasting 10 months without playing.
Right. Yo, I found out like 3 days ago, my birthday is next week, okay?
What do you mean you found out? Do you not know when your birthday is?
Brother, my mother came to me and was like, what do you want for your birthday? I said, wait, what do you mean? And she said, your birthday is next week. And I said, what the fuck do you mean? And then I looked at a calendar. This was a real conversation. I don't think a week in advance. How the fuck are these guys thinking 10 months in advance?
My problem is the... The phrasing, you found out that when did you think it was?
I forgot that it was then. I didn't, it's not that I forgot that I had a birthday. I forgot that it was the day it is. And that we were close to that day.
So forget Heroic for a second. This is insane. What do you, how do you not know when your birthday is?
No, I swear to God, this is a real thing. I have a text chat that I'm gonna send to her.
I believe that you're insane. I'm just pointing out that you are insane.
I'm gonna send this to our editor so that way he can put it on the screen. But my friend asked about New Year's plans. Another friend said, bold of you to assume that I plan that far in advance. Another friend said, what he said, I don't even know what I'm doing for Halloween. And then I said, I found out that my birthday was next week yesterday. There is literally no shot I know what New Year's plans are.
I've planned most of December.
I barely found out I'm going to Buffalo next weekend.
Well, admittedly, I only made plans for Halloween. Or I only finalized plans for Halloween yesterday, and I'm going abroad for it. So, you know.
I don't know what I'm doing for Thanksgiving.
I don't know when Thanksgiving is. It's a month from now.
All
right, okay.
It's the midpoint between Halloween and Christmas.
Right, okay.
I just don't know these things. So how the fuck do these guys know what's happening 10 months from now?
I just think it's an insane... So you can just waste 10 months of your career by doing this. Like,
oh, easily. Heroic will bench them without pay or whatever's in their contract that says, if you get benched, this is what it is. They will do it. The problem that Heroic is having here is actually super different than what I think everyone thinks it is. The org Heroic is not very powerful. They are basically broke. So they don't have a good way to, like, Complexity can walk around and slap Jerry Jones's wallet on the fucking counter. Heroic can slap, like, 2 pesos and that's it.
Or they don't use Danish krone in Denmark. Yeah.
Danish krones.
Yeah,
well, whatever the currency, they can slap like $2 on the counter and go, here, here's your bonus. Like, they don't have money. So it's not like they have, it's not like they can go, hey, Stown and Yabby, we'll give you like a 10% raise. They can't afford to do fucking anything.
Yeah, they're kind of screwed by this. But I mean, it's two things. One, we should mention that Stown has come out and said the truth will come out or something, or truth always prevails. He doesn't agree with that story, but you know. As has been pointed out ad nauseum on Twitter, he doesn't mind going behind people's backs.
Yeah, there's another bit of this.
And the second point I was going to make, I have completely forgotten. I had a great point, and I've completely forgotten it.
Yabby has Yabby's sticker from the major
as a snake
as the J.
Yeah, yeah.
We should have known.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. It's karma. It's karma for her, right? this is an org who re-signed Hunden after he was banned.
After the Hun.
Yeah. Fucking spent money they don't have any money. They spent money to put it on a fucking billboard. We'll go back to the billboard thing we were talking about earlier. Spent money on a fucking billboard saying he's back. Hunden's back. This is karmic justice in the purest form. They're getting snaked after signing a snake. Like, leopards don't change their spots. This is the woman who cheated on you, cheating on the woman who cheated on her husband with you is now cheating on you. That's all this is. Like, this is karma. I don't feel sorry for her, right? I just don't. Fuck you.
So there's a couple other bits. So this leads me to some other questions. If Astralis is bringing in Stown and Yabby, who the fuck are they getting rid of? Because I sure as hell hope it's not who Device has quoted as one of the best talents we've had in Denmark in 5 years.
Oh, it will be. Because they won't, that they would won't be stare, touch Blame by the F.
Way. They won't touch Blame.
Well, Borup will be they one of touch them. Borup will be one of them. As much as I love Borup, he will be one of them.
So it's some combination of Borup, Buzz, and Stare.
Device and loves Buzz. Three of them. He loves Buzz. I don't understand. What I don't understand is, where does Stown play in this roster? Because him and Blame F do the same thing.
Where does anyone play in this roster?
Well, I think like Yabby can work in. Like, you can put Yabby in like Stairs spots. I think that's fine. The top of my head. But the problem is, so Yabby's like a really aggro lurk. But then Stown is very similar to Blame F. So either Blame F goes back to passive lurking, which I certainly don't want to see.
Yeah,
or Stown is like super passive lurking instead of the second man in the pack. But
sorry, we got to talk about one more bit with Astralis Heroic. Dupree has been signed to Heroic for till the end of the year.
Oh yeah,
just for what it's worth on how fucking crazy all this has been, is that that's our like asterisk piece of news.
Also, Heroic have loaned 2 Mouse NXT players.
No, Mouse has loaned 2 Mouse NXT players to Heroic.
Yeah, so like, the way we would say
Heroic is borrowing,
but we would say it in English, you would say they have loaned it from them in England. You would say that,
okay? They're borrowing these players.
Yeah, yeah.
This entire thing was wacky. So let's give you the TLDR. Complexity bought FaZe. FaZe seemed to be maybe thinking about blowing up, but maybe not.
But Twist is leaving.
But Twist is definitely leaving. Not to Vitality, but to Liquid, who's bringing in Cadian from the maybe blowing up Heroic. They're also bringing in Skulls and Zeus and...
KSRata turned them down.
Yeah, sorry, there's so many things that like, I'm like having
they're
to go
signing Cadian, Zeus, Skulls, and Twists
to add to Naf Yakindar. Okay, yep. And on the team that Cadian is coming from,
Stown and Yabby,
Stown and Yabby are
leaving in 10 months.
Are leaving in 10 months. But maybe not.
And Dupree is in. And as Dupree's well as 2 kids from Mouse NXT who are like 16.
Yeah.
To play. Because they announced this 3 hours before they were playing a game.
And NIP benched Tampus.
Oh, fuck, yeah, I forgot about that. That's completely unrelated, back. But
this is just,
but yeah, they brought like, Essa Tag back to Hampus, which is
yeah. Essa Tag horrific. Is back by from Hampus, which sure, who gives a fuck? Because at this point, there's still another team for us to talk about.
I know, and I'm running out of time quick.
There has been a rumor, and this is the last bit we're talking about because fucking Christ. There's been a huge rumor that Nico is going to Falcons to go play yeah. there. There's and then with that, there's been a huge thing that Monazi only wants to play with Nico, so we'll also be going to Falcons.
Yeah, this
and someone else is going to
Falcons. I think they're just going to be linked with everyone for a bit, to be honest. I think they're just going to cast their net wide and see who they can catch. That's my take.
It's everything is all over the place.
Yeah.
There
it's
is
great
no
fun.
I'm just confused. Like that's really all it is. I'm just
I really hope the first game after the, there's not even much of a break, but, the first game at a big event when we come back is just,
it's Kato.
It's Falcons versus Liquid or something, and I've got no idea who's on either team until the game starts.
Yeah, no, because, here's the thing. Heroic has events to play. So yeah. Liquid in their smartness, and I truly do mean, they use their fucking brain for this. Liquid is out of everything until Kato qualifiers.
Yeah.
They pulled out of events. They were supposed to be in the Thunderbet Cup, whatever it is. They pulled out of it. The other teams have matches.
Well, Heroic had no plans for this to happen, did they? They didn't plan for this to happen. So
they literally texted Mouse and was like, hey, can we borrow some players?
Yeah. Literally, they were like, they probably went on HLDV, looked up some Danish players who were like, these kids are 16. They're not gonna they're gonna jump at this chance, and this will show Stown and Yabby. Fuck you. We'll play with kids over you. We're not letting you hold us to. We're not gonna be fucked over by you. We're gonna play some kids instead of you, and see how you we'll waste your career for the next 10 months.
Yeah,
you're wasting our time.
Heroic's playing in Rubet Cup. They're also playing in Thunder Pick, which starts in 2 days. Where they're going to have to field rosters in both of those at the same time, which I assume will just be half stand-ins because Dupree is also a stand-in. Let's be real here.
Yeah, well, so he's only signed until the end of the
year. It's just Tessis and Shush left on Heroic. FaZe, I don't know what FaZe is doing with their fifth player, because if Twist is actually moving to Liquid, then what the fuck are they doing?
Do you know who they should sign? They should sign Shush. Shush is ridiculous. I genuinely think Shush is the best player on Heroic. Shush
are
is
we
insanely
just,
good.
Are we just saying that Heroic is just totally up for sale? Because I'm okay with that.
I think they have to.
But
Shush and Tessus are probably thinking, we're on a sinking ship. Maybe FaZe is a sinking ship as well. Maybe Heroic signed the FaZers. I don't know what's going on. All I know is Shush deserves better, because Shush is absolutely unbelievably good. He's so good.
We're in total chaos.
If Falcon signed Majisk, then Vitality should sign Shush. One of the big teams, I'm deadly, somebody has to sign him. He's so good. So good.
Weren't there, and I'm gonna start sounding like I'm spouting random shit, but I swear I've seen them. Weren't there Broland rumors too? Or some shit?
There was rumors he was getting dropped, yeah.
The problem that we're running into now is we've gotten to the bit where it's just we used to have these set periods of roster moves that basically, unless it was during a roster, an off season, you probably don't get many roster moves, maybe one or two.
Well, there was supposed to be a major, wasn't there? And it isn't, which is why there's this. It's why people are just making
roster moves.
Yeah,
but we had all of them. We had all of them after the major.
Yeah, yeah. But my point is that this would be around, we'd be coming towards the end of a cycle. Now
we've had
the teams stay together for the kids, teams stay together for the major and then break up immediately after. They don't have to pretend everything is okay for the major because there is no major, so they're like, fuck it, we got 4 months until the next one, let's actually make sure we are ready for the next season.
Yeah, we normally have one after each major, right? So we had one after Paris, we had one at the very very beginning of the year. And this is the third one this year, and we normally don't have three. if I'm going to bet, and I am very much a betting man, this won't be the last one we see this year. We'll see something over the winter break.
Yeah, probably.
There are more coming.
Major like roster lock-in.
Yeah, like right before we hit Caddo, or maybe the tournament after Caddo, you'll see other new rosters there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're in a weird time, because now we were talking about how the post-Paris major roster moves was all, oh, these are teams getting ready for CS2.
Yeah.
Now that CS2 is out, we're actually having teams switching their teams because of it, or partially because of it at least. And
well, I think Staun and Yabby might miss the next major in Copenhagen. I think that, if I'm Heroic...
That is a real chance.
If I'm Heroic and nobody comes in with a sizable offer, because as you say, they need the money, so they can't afford to be petty for the sake of it. But if there's no serious offer, just keep them on the bench and say, fuck, you're not playing the Copenhagen Major. You're going to snake us like this. You don't get to play the Copenhagen Major.
Yeah, and there's nothing they can do.
No. But I mean, I'm also quite petty, so I, you know.
No, but like, this is the bit, is that there's so much shit going on right now. It's hard to keep track. If you want to keep track at a quicker pace than a once-a-week podcast, you can subscribe to our newsletter at readtldr.gg, or look at our Twitters at Logan Ramhub, at AZask, and at readtldr, where, trust me, we've been tweeting about this, because this shit's insane.
I've been quite busy the last week, so I've not been keeping up as much as I've not been tweeting as much as I used to, but...
Neither have I, but our TLDR account is tweeting a lot, so like, definitely go there. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, we'll actually talk about Counter-Strike matches instead of just
whatever. The roster moves are so much more fun, though, isn't it? It's so much more fun.
There's a bit of just like actually talking about matches. We'll see y'all next week.
We need some drama.
See y'all next week.